the Holiest, Revelation of the Revelation. Tablet 1. Every word of God has more than seven meanings. Chapter 1. The revelation of which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified by his angel unto his servant John. Revelation 1:1. The revelation is the truth that was revealed to the servants of God, who are the saints and great souls, which must shortly come to pass means that it will happen in a short period of time. But as we know, the time schedule of God is not like ours. 6,000 years is a short period of time for a being that has been living forever and ever, millions and billions of years. So shortly come to pass might even mean several thousand years. Who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of, and of all things that he saw. Revelation 1:2. John is recording the word of God and the testimony of Isa the Christ, and all things that he saw. He is just a medium. He is not adding anything from himself. In truth, he finds all these things from his own soul, which speaks through the Christ consciousness. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Revelation 1:3. Therefore, this prophecy is one of the most important parts of the Bible, and he who hears it and understands it is a blessed one, because he will be able to understand the plan of God for the human. The revelation can be thought of as a mini-Bible. If a person understands the revelation completely and can relate the revelation to the rest of the Bible, he can understand what the true meaning of the Bible is. That is because in the revelation it is revealed how a person progresses and what all the pitfalls in the path are, why God created this universe, and how he is trying to bring all of his creation to higher consciousness and eventually pure consciousness, and what the purpose of life is. Also in this book, it is described what the devil is, the attraction of Maya, and the power of the Tamaguna over the souls of the people, etc. The revelation describes how the people are lost by following intellectual knowledge only. Also, it is explained what Babylon is, the great city, and how it made many kings and merchants. It is told how people who are looking for power, money, wealth, and fulfilling those desires will fail, and how eventually God's kingdom of heaven will be established on earth. That is why whoever hears this prophecy and understands it is a blessed one, because he will know what the plan is, how it works, and how it is going to be. Then he will become part of the great struggle with the power of the Tamaguna, or the ignorance over the souls of those lost people, and he will help this struggle to be fulfilled, continued, and progressed until the whole universe reaches higher consciousness and eventually pure consciousness. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Revelation 1:4. Why are the seven churches in Asia? Because all the great prophets of these churches have come from there. At the same time, the mystery of the seven energy centers of the body, chakras, was spread to the world from this region, Asia. The seven spirits are the seven truths that lead a man to become a son of God. They are the seven spheres of the universe. As the body of the human has seven chakras, also the universe has seven spheres, which are called lokas. And from, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Revelation 1:5. Was the faithful witness because he came and struggled to bring humanity to higher consciousness and pure consciousness. He was the first begotten of the dead, or he was the first that came from ignorance to complete enlightenment. So he was the first one that reached pure consciousness, and he became the first begotten son. He was begotten from the dead, which means ignorance. And the prince of the kings of the earth means that he is the ruler of the earth. The real kingdom of the earth has been given to him. He washed us from our sins in his own blood, or he washed the sins of others by sacrificing himself, because he took up the struggle to the crucifixion and through showing how we can wash our sins through sacrificing to establish the kingdom of heaven. With the fire of sacrifice, we can purify the world. And had made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Revelation 1:6. Eventually, it would be the sons of God who would rule his kingdom as kings and priests, Brahmins. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so. Amen. Revelation 1:7. Cloud means confusion. He comes whenever confusion comes to humanity. When righteousness is weak and faints and unrighteousness exalts in pride, confusion, then my soul arises on earth. Bhagavad Gita 4:7. Every eye shall see him means that those who have their eyes open, third eyes, will see him. They also which pierced him means that those who pierced him will also see his glory. When it is said that he will come from the sky means the same as heaven, and heaven means pure consciousness. So he comes from pure consciousness, or he comes as an avatar, God-man. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Revelation 1:8. I was, I am, and I will be. I am everything.